What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Razza here for Awesomeo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. Turn those big plays into paydays with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 using the promo code Awesomeo. Just make that deposit using that code, and on your first wager, if it loses, you get the amount back of that wager in free bets. Register now and go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. This offer is valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. At some point in time, I'm just going to remember that off the top of my head. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you know when everything goes live. I hate doing it like this, but we reverse cleaned our plate yesterday.
We did. Not a great day, but you know what? That's the beauty of this. We bounce back here. We got some good bets on tap. All things covered because there's a big weekend ahead of sports. There's also some baseball today. You're going to do some baseball. I'm going to do some other. We're going to have some fun. What is your first pick today?
Yeah, diving into the baseball realm. Didn't have anything for the weekend, and I should not be talking about college football, so I'm going to leave that to smarter people than I. One strip of bacon plus 110 at BetMGM for the Minnesota Twins. I got the Twins with a 109 weighted runs created plus projected for 4.4 runs. The Brewers, 100 weighted runs created plus projected for 4.1. The Brewers are the favorites in this game. I'm not really sure why, although I have a guess. Andrew Albers is likely going for Minnesota. He's got a projected 4.16 FIP from Steamer, which seems great. 4.13 xFIP in 91 innings in AAA. That also seems great, but he's not exactly a prospect, and I don't know how to check this because he's 35 years old. I don't really want to rely on a 35-year-old rando, but based on the projection systems, he looks pretty good. Eric Lauer is going for the Brewers. He's exactly what we know at this point. So based on the offensive gap between the Twins and the Brewers, I think the Twins are pretty clearly the better offense, and the home field advantage, I don't really think that the gap in pitching is so big that it makes the Brewers the favorite here. So I am grabbing the Minnesota Twins at a crisp plus 110 at BetMGM.
Okay, you've been good with these little dogs in baseball. See if you can keep it going. Even though you didn't have it on the show, you were on the Diamondbacks yesterday, and they did win on the other side of my mistake with the Phillies. I'm going to do something different. This might be a first for the breakfast menu. I'm actually very excited. I definitely pick my spots with parlays, as you should, because almost the whole, you know, you're giving up a lot of value at times depending on what you're doing. But sometimes I do like to take a pretty sizable money line and pair it with a bet that I'm somewhat confident in and really shave those odds down. So we're going to build one right now. We're going to get mixed sport first up in the MMA card tomorrow night. JJ Aldrich against Vanessa Demopoulos. I'm going to butcher that name, but I'm going to go with Aldrich by decision. It's at minus 175 on BetMGM and throughout, you know, the markets. That's where you're going to find it. Pretty simple here. I look at this. Over 2.5 rounds is minus 300, and Aldrich is minus 420 to win the fight. Her last six victories, all by decision. It seems pretty narrow that if she wins the fight, that it wouldn't be by decision. So I'm going to kind of capture the value there with that. I feel comfortable if you want to just say, you know what, that seems like a fine bet. I'm just going to lay minus 175. That's great. If you want to be a little more aggressive, UTEP kicks off the college football season. They're one of the five games on Saturday night. They play New Mexico State. I like UTEP. I like laying the points if you want to, but I feel even more confident, of course, that they're just going to straight up win this game. They're a 10-point favorite. If you don't want to mess around with the spread, just attach UTEP money line to that bet. It gets it down to minus 104. So you're looking at a straight coin flip, in my opinion, basically for JJ Aldrich to win that fight by decision. I don't think that UTEP is going to have any problems with New Mexico State. New Mexico State played two spring games. They lost by over three touchdowns to Tarleton State. That's not a real program. Then they beat Dixie State by one touchdown. Also not an accredited program. Both of those schools don't play FBS football. This team is bad. UTEP returns a ton of starters. They were 3-5 last year. They are going to get a win to start their season. So you're going to attach that money line to the MMA money line, MMA method, excuse me, and you get it down to minus 104. I'm going to go two strips of bacon on that. I actually really like the spot. Feel pretty confident that's what we're going to get.
What were some of those schools that you just made up? Dixie State?
Dixie State and Tarleton State. That is, so New Mexico State opted out of football last year. They did not play. They played in the spring. and they played two very weak opponents and they split those games. That is a huge red flag.
You don't smoke Tarleton's, then fuck you.
All right. Well, what is your final baseball bet?
Idiocracy. I can't help it. I think it's Idiocracy. Or is that the one? That's a sign in Idiocracy, I think. Or it's what Will Ferrell says in Talladega Nights. I can't remember which one's which at this point in time, but it's definitely a line from the movie. Yeah, let me know in the comment section if I should have said that at all. All right, second bet for me. Look, I just wasn't ready for you to name two made-up schools as things that were existing. Good mute, by the way. Try not to drown while you're on this show. One strip of bacon today, plus 200 at BetMGM. We're doing it again. The Arizona Diamondbacks. I've got the Phillies with a 100 weighted runs created plus 4.6 runs. I got the Diamondbacks not too far behind, 96 weighted runs created plus 3.5 runs. That's a pretty close gap. Aaron Nola going for Philly. He's just good. A 3.41 FIP via steamer. Doesn't seem like it's the best place to target. Taylor Widener on the hill for Arizona is average at best. 24% K rate, 464 FIP via steamer. I just don't see that the gap in this game is a two full run gap, which is basically where we're at right now. The Diamondbacks offense is better than what they're getting credit for. The Phillies offense is worse than it seems. No Rhys Hoskins right now. Neither team has a particularly good bullpen. I don't think that this bet wins frequently. More often than not, it's going to lose. I don't think the Diamondbacks are favored, but I think it's better than plus 200. So I'm taking that those odds. It's not going to be a fun bet to make over and over again. Most people wouldn't make this type of bet in a show like this because they want their wins to go higher. I want my money to go higher, and I think it's a good bet at plus 200.
Such an overlooked thing. You just said it right there. You think that more often than not, the Phillies win this game, and I think that's true. That doesn't mean that the Diamondbacks isn't the right side, because the value you're getting on the line can overtake that, and that is something that I feel across the industry is not talked about enough. Simple concept, but most people are on the other side of those type of games. So there you go. You got two MLB picks. You've got my wacky parlay. Have some fun Saturday night. I do like it. Anything else before we bounce on out of here?
Let me think. I did a mock draft with the Draft Wingman tool yesterday for Yahoo. That is on our Awesomeo Fantasy Football channel. You guys should check that out. Betting You, if you're looking to listen to a podcast, that is only on the podcast feed. So make sure you're subscribing there. I don't have anything else. I'm ready to move on to the weekend.
Let's do it. Good luck, everybody. Enjoy those picks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, BetMGM.